Servant Warrior Radio. Real, radical, relentless, relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
Hello, Servant Warrior Nation, and welcome to this edition of Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host and travel partner, Jeff Searcy. We are going to continue the series, Life is a Highway. And, you know, if you haven't had a chance to listen to some of the past episodes of Servant Warrior Radio, I encourage you to go to servantwarriorradio.com. You can scroll down to the bottom of the page. Down there, you can download the last, six episodes of Servant Warrior Radio. And you could have your own Servant Warrior Radio marathon. That would be a great thing. But definitely listen to the last three, at least, because a couple of weeks ago, we introduced the series, Life is a Highway. And the whole premise around the series, Life is a Highway, is that for us to truly experience what God has in store for us, we have to leave our homes. We've got to leave our safe places and get out on the highway and hit the road. That's where life happens. You know, that's where we are called to go, and we cannot fulfill the great commission of go and make disciples of all nations. You can't do that from inside your house, and you can't experience all the great things that God has in store for you if we're in the house. So we go, and so our life truly parallels a road trip. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about detours and forks and those things that God places in our path while we're on the road, during our life, that cause us to make a directional decision. Last week, we talked about divinely facilitated opportunities, those things that happen while we're on the road, that happen in our life, that on the onset do not look like it's a good thing, but turn into something good. And, you know, I believe in my heart that God does not allow things in our lives that He does not expect us to use. And those things can be good, those things can be bad. Because He tells us in Romans 8:28 that He works all things for good for those who are called according to His purpose. He doesn't say all things are good. He says He works all things. And I believe that He allows things to happen in our lives. Now, wait a minute. Sometimes things happen because of bad decisions that we make. Other times, things happen in our lives that are orchestrated by God, that both of them He uses to mold us. But I believe in my heart that He expects us to use the experiences in our life to impact the lives of others and allow Him to work through us to further His plan. Now, that includes traumatic instances. And you know, the message for today's show and the subject of today's show is a life taken, a life changed. And if I can be real with you, I really don't know how this show is going to go. So I ask that you be in prayer as we go along and as I'm taping this show, because you know, traumatic incidences occur in people's lives, and you know, we all deal with them differently, and they all come in various forms, and they have multiple levels of severity. I mean, there's no one thing that happens; it's multiple because you know, we all have different life experiences. Now, regardless of the incident, regardless of its level of severity, the worst thing that we can ever do when something happens to us that alters our life significantly is not to talk about it. There are a couple of reasons why. There are a number of reasons why, but two right off the top of my head, of reasons why people don't talk about things that happen in their life. One is because they're afraid people are going to judge. And I can tell you there is only one qualified to judge, and he is not any of the people on this earth that we'll talk to. So go ahead and remove that one. But the other reason is that we're not sure people will understand. I mean, it's very difficult to explain somebody something that happened to you if they've never been there. They don't have a similar perspective. And as opposed to trying to explain everything and bring all the background and put all that forth, you just go, I'm just not going to talk about it. And that's the worst thing because we keep that inside and keep those feelings inside. Because when we do that, you know, a lot of times when something happens in our lives, we blame ourselves. We put a level of guilt on ours. Now, sometimes that guilt is warranted or unwarranted. I mean, sometimes things happen that we absolutely have no control over, and there was nothing that we could do. But we were a part of it, and we found ourselves in the middle of it. And that whatever we found ourselves in dramatically altered our lives forever. Now, If you've experienced something like that, that's altered your life significantly, could be a relocation, could be a job loss, could be a divorce, could be a death that you witnessed, or that, you know, a death in the family, could be an automobile accident that you saw or a part of, but anything that has altered your life significantly, pray about it. Allow God to come in and work in that situation and bring a healing and peace to your heart. Because if we put all of this on top of ourselves, if we heap all of that guilt and everything else, God can't use us. We cannot be used to impact the lives of others if we're wallowing in those circumstances that has happened to us. When we come back, I'm going to share with you about an occurrence that happened on October 13, 2008 at 6:10 in the morning. And I pray that this story and my experience will impact somebody out there listening and prompt them to some action. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio.
It's been so long since you felt like you were loved, so what went wrong?
This is Jeff Searcy, founder of Servant Warrior Ministries and host of Servant Warrior Radio. Guys, every day we are in a war, not against people, but against evil. It's time for us to step up, put on the full armor of God, take our place on the wall, and get ready for the battle of our lives, for our lives, and for the lives entrusted to us, our friends, our families, each other. It's time to put on the battle gear. It's time to armor up. Join us. Go to servantwarriorministries.org.
It is well with my soul. It is well.
We are back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy. We are talking about the life is a highway and continuing the series. And today's message is about life taken, life changed, and talking about traumatic incidences and things that happen in our lives that significantly alter or change our lives forever. And I ask you to indulge me and provide me a little flexibility as I talk about this, because I said before in the first segment, I'm really not sure how the next 15 or 20 minutes are going to go. So I ask that you pray as I go through and do this recording. This is a recorded show, and that I ask that you're with me. I just want to share my heart with you and share something that happened to me the morning of October 13, 2008. And you know, sometimes God allows things to happen in our lives that there was absolutely nothing that we could do any differently. There was nothing that we could have done to prevent. Not saying that we didn't have any kind of responsibility, but there are things that happen in our lives that when looking back, there was nothing we could have changed. There was nothing that we would have done differently. And to look at just how things were set in motion, even when you talk about split-second occurrences and things that happen, you realize that this is obviously something that one God orchestrated for whatever reason, but that he, you know, of course, and I, like I said before, I believe in my heart that he expects us to use everything that happens in our lives and to use those to impact others and to allow him to work through us to further his plan. But an incident happened the morning of October 13, 2008. I was traveling down US 1 here in St. Augustine, Florida, and I was involved in an automobile accident, a pedestrian accident, where I struck and killed a young man who shot across the street to catch a ride for a job site. And I'm one of those people who will look back and I will nitpick something to death, and I will analyze it, and I will just heap all kind of, you know, guilt and everything else on me. And thinking back after the incident, and I'll share a little bit more about it in a few minutes, but thinking back on the incident and the things that had happened over the few weeks prior, and even the night before and the morning of, thinking about, you know, how things happened, how they orchestrated, literally the split second timing between incidences and things. Looking back, that there's absolutely no doubt in my mind that it was something that, that God facilitated in his infinite wisdom for whatever reason. God allow it to happen to me. And I believe in my heart that he expects me to use this incident to help others, to bring healing to others, and to provide me a life experience that that he expects me to use in the ministry. So again, if there's some dramatic if there's some pauses in here, they're not dramatic. They're just as I recollect my thoughts and try to present this in a way that that one present just is just my heart. So again, I'm sorry for all of the seem like a little stuttering and things, but this is a tough one to talk about because I still see the flash. I still feel the impact. I still. You know, every time somebody's walking on the side of the street, I still get a little jumpy. I still think about it. I think about a life that was taken from the earth, and that I had a role in. I had a responsibility in it. But you know, thinking back on the occurrences and just the things that happened, the steps, and the different things leading up to that split second moment, I truly believe, like I said, in my heart, that this was that God removed this young man from the earth for whatever reason, and that God put me in this to use. Real quick background: I was headed to South Florida for a fundraising trip with the organization I was a part of, and the night before I had to be down there early, so I was going down to pick up a rental car and going to head south down US 1 here in St. Augustine, Florida. And you know, the night before I went to bed really early so I could get plenty of rest. The next morning I got up wide awake, had my coffee, had my devotional, you know, got in the car. I was in no hurry, you know, just going because man, I was already prepared. I was ready to go. I was traveling down one stretch and a whole lot of folks behind me honking their horns because just a week or so prior, I received a speeding ticket. I think I was going 55 and a 45 or down this stretch of highway, and my son and his friend were in the back seat. I'm a baseball coach, and we were headed to a game. We were running a little bit late, and I was driving a little fast, and got pulled over. And of course, the safety police in the back seat, boy, they have yet to let me live that down, that I got a ticket going to a baseball game. So the morning of October 13th, I was very aware of speed going down, and so people are just honking their horns, but I was not exceeding 45 miles an hour. And so I took a ride on going south down US 1, and then just approximately a mile and some change down after that ride, the incident occurred. Now I've got to take a hard break. I need 120 seconds, but when I return, we'll finish the story. Life taken, life changed, and ask that you pray over the next segment. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio.
Oh, what I would do to have the kind of faith it takes to climb out of this boat of men, onto the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone, into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is, and he's holding out his hand. But the way
Jesus, please come today. Hear me.
We are back. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy. We are in the last segment of this week's show, and this week we're talking about a life taken, life changed, and I'm sharing a story of an occurrence that happened on me the morning of October 13th, 2008, and a circumstance and an incident that changed my life forever. It removed a life from this earth, and it changed mine forever. When we left off in the last segment, I had turned right going south down US 1 here in St. Augustine, Florida, and approximately a mile and some change after I turned right, a flash occurred. A young man who was waiting, his name is Justin Stewart, and who was waiting on a ride to be picked up for a job, and his ride was supposed to pick him up. They were traveling south, And I guess they didn't see him and drove past him. And they were turning around. This was a four-lane, US-1's a four-lane divided highway. And so they were, they had gone down a little further and were turning around. And so he was going to cross the street to catch that ride. And it's about 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:10 in the morning, as a matter of fact. And incredibly dark. And all of a sudden, I saw a flash and felt an impact. And everything was, you know, somewhat of a blur. I could still even envision, you know, the thoughts running through my mind, and immediately, pulled over and just kind of let the car come to a stop and got out and started walking back. And I remember absolutely vividly my first thoughts, you know, realizing, you know, when it finally, you know, hit me in that 5 seconds that seemed like an eternity, and as I'm walking back up, realized that had to have been, you know, somebody. I looked up and the young man laying on the ground, and my first thought was, I wonder if he was saved. And so, you know, I walked up and completely in shock, and they had somebody called 911, and there was a lady there trying to resuscitate him, but he was killed instantly in the impact. And of course, the police came, and the troopers, and I had to tell the story and tell what happened, and you know, there were witnesses. And you know, after all the analysis, and I was not charged, I was not found to be at fault, but of course I was involved in it. But but nevertheless, you know, through that incident, God's allowed something to happen in my life that I truly believe that He expects me to use. And this is the first time I've talked about this, of course, especially in this type of forum on a radio show. But I believed in my heart through the series "Life Is a Highway," you know, that some things happen to us during our lives, and sometimes things happen on the road of life that absolutely we don't want any part of, that we don't want to go through that. They say, God, you know what? If you showed me I was going to have to do this, man, I don't want any part of this. Why me? Why is it that you want me to go through this? You know, and so when I think back on the morning, and I shared a little bit about the morning, that you know, when I think back on what had happened and the things that had transpired the weeks before, and just the split seconds, you know, I think about what I did that morning before I left my house, and I was walking out to my car. I stopped and went back in to kiss my sons goodnight. You know, when I'm thinking about what happened, I'm sorry. When I'm thinking about what happened that morning, if I had not gone back in the house and kissed my sons goodbye, I would have missed him in that split second. He would have already been gone across the road. If I was at that stretch of road, that little half a mile, quarter of a mile stretch of road that I got a ticket on a couple weeks prior, if I would have gone 3 miles an hour over, if I'd have gone 1 mile an hour over for that duration, I would have missed him. If I'd have, when I turned right on US-1, speed limit, I think it's 65. I think when they did all the calculations, I wasn't going much over 60. If I'd have sped up, if I'd have actually gone faster than I was supposed to, I would have missed him. If I'd have got up 5 seconds later, I would have missed him. So those are things that, you know, I think about those things, and I think about the incident leading up to it, and I think about the incident itself, and I think about, God, why, you know, as I look back, there's absolutely nothing that I could have done. There's nothing that when I think about all of the incidents, and it's like, you know, God, why, you know, why me, why him? And as I shared back toward the beginning of the show, that I believe in my heart that God allows things to happen, and sometimes we find ourselves in circumstances that we have absolute, whether we are directly involved or indirectly involved, that we had really, there was nothing we could have done to prevent. But that God allows these things to happen in our lives because He expects us to use those. And I believe that in all my heart. And I believe that I'm sharing this, and somebody out there, somebody who's listening to this show, has been involved in something, and as something that they beat themselves up over for years, or they've blamed themselves for whatever it is. And you know what? That they need to hear that, one, somebody else has been there and understands what they're going through, and two, is that all of the hurt that we put on our hearts, all of those things and the guilt that we place on ourselves, you know what? There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Sometimes things happen that we have no control over, but that God expects us to use. God grants us the opportunity to be a part of His plan to make an impact on another life. And I've heard it said so many times, and sometimes I roll my eyes at it because I say roll my eyes not in a disrespective way, but it's one of those things that, man, God, I wish it wasn't so. But God is more concerned with our character than our comfort. And one thing that we have to realize is that we are on this earth for Him. We're on this earth to glorify Him, not for our comfort. So, you know, an incident that happened October 13, 2008, 6 o'clock in the morning, is a split second where a life was taken and a life was completely changed forever. And it was really at that point that I knew that there was that God and I was called to preach and to the ministry at age 9, and I've been running for 35 years. But it was at that moment, that split second, that everything that had happened my life up to that point started to make sense. And it was at that point that everything after that, God has said, you know what, Jeff, I have called you for a purpose. And there's a reason why all those things that have happened to you during your life, your father leaving you at such a young age and dying when he was 35 years old, all of these different things that have happened in your life, I have done so to prepare you for what I have called you to do. And guess what? There are people out there listening right now, you and you and you and you. God has called you for a specific purpose. He has called you and He has allowed things to happen in your life because He expects you to use those. He wants to use you to make a difference in the life of somebody else. There's not a second go by that I don't at some point that I don't think about that. I like I said before, every once in a while I'll feel the impact again. I'll feel that jerk. It's just that split second in time that completely changed my life forever. And I know that there are incidences in your lives that have impacted. I encourage you to lift them up to God. Ask Him how He wants you to use those. And no matter what has happened in your life, no matter what situation you have found yourself in, no matter what incidents has occurred in your life, whether it was your fault or if you had more responsibility, it was, you know, the result of a bad decision or whatever it is, you have got to give that up to God, and you have got to allow Him to remove that guilt, because He cannot use you if you are hanging on to that. You cannot move forward if you're still looking behind you. You cannot move forward if you can't take your eyes off what's behind you. Take what He has allowed to happen in your life. Ask Him to forgive you. Ask somebody to forgive you. But use that. He expects you to use that. Make a difference in somebody else's life. But talk to somebody about it. Don't let something that's happened to you stay inside and keep you from being all that God has wanted you to be. You know, it comes a time at the end of every show that I want to give the opportunity for people to give their life to Christ. If you say, Jeff, you know what, this thing today and what you've talked about, I've experienced something in my life that completely changed it forever. And I have had this guilt, and I've just put this stuff and just piled it on, and I don't know what to do. I want God to come in. I want God to take that. He will take that burden from, and I want to experience the peace that He has. I want to accept Christ into my life. You know what? We can do that. There are some of you out there who say, Jeff, you know what? I've accepted Christ, but something has happened in my life, and I have blamed myself. I feel responsible for it, but I know that God will forgive me, and I know that I can be given, and I know that He doesn't allow something to happen that He doesn't want me to use. But I've gone so far away from Him, I need to get back right with Him. I need to get back on His path so those things that have happened in my life, He can use for His glory. If you're either one of those, would you pray with me right now? Father God, Lord, I thank You. Lord, forgive me of my sins. Lord, just forgive me for blaming myself. Forgive me for allowing myself to be in a place that You can't use me. Lord, you tell me that your yoke is easy and your burden is light, that all we do is cast our cares on you and you will take those. Lord, I give those things to you. Lord, come into my heart. Lord, I want to spend forever with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you made that decision, email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com. If you want to talk about it, email me. If there's something that has happened, talk to somebody about it. Talk to God about it. Allow him to use those things that he has orchestrated in your life. Don't miss next week. We're going to continue the series, Life is a Highway. Thanks for being with us today. Praying for you. Love you. Until next time, keep it real, radical, relentless, and relevant. And definitely armor up. This has been Servant Warrior Radio.